Now, a journey, the ups and downs of a musical behemoth, an Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, premiered 100 years ago today. It's a depiction of a dawn-to-dusk hike up the Alps. NPR's Tom Heisinger takes us through the music with the help of two trail guides.
I'm conductor Semyon Bishkov.
He'll be leading the Los Angeles Philharmonic through Strauss's Alpine Symphony tomorrow night.
And I'm David Hurwitz, author of Richard Strauss, an owner's manual.
Our climb begins in the pre-dawn darkness, with the music depicting the mountain itself, the first of Strauss's 22 sonic trail markers. It's one of many themes that will return in various guises. So while we're heading up the trail, waiting for the sun to rise, David Hurwitz can give us a few facts about the Alpine Symphony.
At the time that he wrote it, around 1915, he'd been working on it off and on for a decade and a half. And this uses one of the largest orchestras ever assembled by anybody. It's enormous, especially in the brass department. And he even used a contraption for the wind section that would allow the players to hold long notes indefinitely without having to breathe. It involved foot pumps and air tubes and things like that.
And now, the sky is getting brighter. You can even feel the warmth of the sun. Here it comes, exploding over the mountain.
It's sort of blinding white light.
Conductor Semyon Bishkov acknowledges that this kind of musical depiction of nature is just the thing that Strauss nails time and again in this piece. But it doesn't matter to Bishkov.
It took me a while to figure out that it was not what I thought it was, this programmatic work which describes the trip through the Alps.
For Bishkov, the symphony is another kind of journey altogether.
The core of the piece is human life and what one goes through in it, with the joys and the sorrows, and struggle and achievement. So it is deeply existential.
But David Hurwitz says it's also very literal. You can't help but notice the sheer sonic splendor along the hike.
And the waterfall is one of those glitzy passages that Strauss did better than anybody in the world. It's like lots of harps and little bells, and glockenspiel and stuff like that.
After the waterfall, we head up through an alpine pasture, where we meet a yodeling English horn and a few cows. But now we've made a wrong turn. We're lost. Strauss captures our confusion in music. But again, for Semyon Bishkov, there's a deeper meaning.
Doesn't it happen in life all the time? How many detours every one of us makes in life? Think beyond the actual physical experience of going through the bushes. Think of it as a metaphor.
He can think of it as a metaphor, but we're hiking here, and we're almost to the summit. We've reached the top, and Strauss gives us plenty of time up here to soak up the awesome view. But suddenly, the weather shifts.
Just for a few seconds, the mist rises. It's a wonderful, mysterious passage with heavily divided strings making these sort of clustery chords like a harmonic fog over the orchestra.
It's the calm before the storm. You can even hear the drops of rain coming, but take cover. It's about to blow.
The storm is a lot of fun. It's one of the better ones. It's very, very graphic. You got two sets of timpani pounding away, the bass drum. But at the same time, the interesting thing about it is that it's also the descent off the mountain.
We hike down the mountain quickly after the storm in time to watch a heartwarming sunset. Strauss gives us some time to ruminate on where we've been, all the beauty and the adversity. And where does that leave us? It leaves Semyon Bishkov with the biggest of questions. Why?
I mean, we spent our lifetime trying to figure out why we are here.
And he believes the Alpine Symphony offers some answers.
It is a guide to life, for sure.
Tom Heisinger, NPR News.